What's up, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and author based in Austin, Texas. On this show, my mission is to help you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. That can mean bringing on a guest expert, doing a Q&A, I love those, or just diving deep into a specific topic that can improve your financial awareness, help you stay motivated to improve your financial health, and ultimately make the best money decisions possible. Thanks so much for downloading the show and to everyone who submitted reviews and ratings in iTunes. That really helps the podcast. I know I ask about it every single week, but when you do those reviews, it really means a lot to me. It helps the show get visibility so new listeners can find it and I can help more people get the financial information they need. So if you're getting value from the show, please take a moment to give back and let me know. And you can do that by submitting a quick 5-star review in iTunes. Thanks so much. And if you missed last week's episode, I covered 8 ways to legally pay less tax. One of them was to contribute money to retirement accounts. I get really fired up talking about retirement accounts because they can truly be the gateway to financial security. And if you get serious about leveraging them, they can completely change the course of your life. That nest egg can be the difference between living in literally near poverty on just Social Security benefits or having an extremely comfortable, joyous lifestyle in the future. I think many people are intimidated about using retirement accounts because there are lots of different types of them, and each one comes with its own set of rules. I like unraveling the mystery of retirement accounts for you because knowledge truly is power. The more clarity you have about these accounts, the more likely you are to sign up for a retirement plan at work or to open an IRA on your own. And I fell into the trap of being intimidated by retirement accounts when I first started working. And I was really afraid to enroll in a plan because no one from the company or the investing company explained how they really worked. It was just assumed that everyone understood them. So in my first real job, that was in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Turner Entertainment Company, I was working in accounting. I was single, but dating my now husband, and I knew we would get engaged pretty soon and that I'd move from Atlanta down to Florida within a year or so, and I knew I'd be leaving the job. I really didn't understand that if I put money in my 401k, that I could take all of it with me when I left. And it was several jobs later until I finally realized that there's no downside to participating in a 401k at work, and I finally enrolled. But I wasted very precious time, and my retirement balance would be a lot bigger today if I had gotten started earlier. So I share this story with you because I don't want you to make the same silly mistake. Once you do participate in a workplace retirement plan, the goal is to slightly increase your savings each year. So I started out at 3%, went up to 4%, 6%, and finally maxed it out years later. That's what I recommend if you have access to a plan at work. And by the way, there are other plans besides a 401k. That's the most common one. But you've probably heard me talk about a 403b or a 457 plan. Those are very similar, but they're just offered by different employers, such as nonprofits or schools, churches, hospitals, for instance, may offer these different types of plans that go under a different name, but they all offer essentially the same benefits. A common question that comes up when you have a retirement plan at work is whether you can also have a retirement account like an IRA in addition to that workplace plan. This show was inspired by a question from a show listener named Justin, who says, "I already maxed out my 401k for 2017, and after receiving a small inheritance, I now have more money to invest for retirement. Can I also max out an IRA? And if so, would the contribution also be tax deductible?" So I'll answer Justin's question by explaining the rules for contributing to these accounts simultaneously and pitfalls to avoid so you use them wisely to reach your retirement goals. This is podcast number 492 called Can you contribute to a 401k and an IRA in the same year? The notes, which include links to everything that I'll mention, including additional resources, are on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Justin, thanks so much for sending in your question. This is one of those back-to-basics retirement questions that I haven't covered in years, so I'm really glad that you brought it up. Whether you can have a 401k and an IRA at the same time is a simple question that seems like it should have a simple answer. But there's more to the story, so I'm going to unpack a complete answer for you in this show. Taking advantage of more than one retirement account in the same year is a very wise move because it allows you to cut taxes and save more money for the future. But in some cases, having an extra retirement account changes the rules and it changes the tax benefits that you receive. Now, the good news is that you can always max out a retirement plan at work and still max out an IRA for the same year. So the short answer to your question is yes, you can contribute to both simultaneously, whether you max them out or not. For 2017, workplace plans allow you to contribute up to $18,000 or up to $24,000 if you're age 50 or older. The contribution limits for an IRA are much lower. For 2017, you can contribute $5,500 to either a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, or a combination of both of them. And if you're 50 or older, you can contribute an additional $1,000 for a total of $6,500 each year. There are no income limits that prevent you from making contributions to a traditional IRA. But there's a tax issue that can trip you up if you're not aware of it. So that's the bad news. So let's go deeper into what that really means if you contribute to both a 401k or any type of retirement plan at work and an IRA. Here's the deal. If you or a spouse, if you're married, participate in a retirement plan at work, no matter how much you contribute, the tax deduction for traditional IRA contributions may be reduced or eliminated depending on your income. So I want to repeat that so you understand what I'm saying. You can always max out a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA or a combination to both of them when you also have a retirement plan at work. But for a traditional IRA, the contributions that you put in may not be deductible. So that amount could be reduced or eliminated depending on your income. So if you're not sure what I'm talking about when I say a tax deduction or that the contributions are deductible, I want to give you a quick refresher on the distinction between deductible and non-deductible contributions. Then I'll review the income thresholds that limit the deductibility of your traditional IRA contributions when you or a spouse also have a workplace retirement plan. With a traditional retirement account, like a regular 401k or a traditional IRA, you make pre-tax contributions from your paycheck or you claim them as a deduction on your tax return. These deductible contributions reduce your taxable income and therefore cut the amount of tax you must pay in the year you make those contributions. In contrast, contributions to a Roth retirement account, such as a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA, are always non-deductible because you fund them on an after-tax basis. In other words, you pay tax up front on Roth contributions and then don't get to claim them as a deduction on your tax return. Because Roth IRA contributions are not deductible, there's never a conflict with having one in addition to a workplace account. They complement a retirement plan at work really well. Problem is, there's a catch with a Roth IRA for high earners. If you make over a certain amount of income, you're not allowed to make Roth IRA contributions that year. And I'll cover the income thresholds that lock you out of a Roth IRA in just a moment. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the pros and cons of these different types of retirement accounts that I'm talking about, I created a handy one-page reference tool called the Retirement Account Comparison Chart, and there are several easy ways to get it. You can download it by visiting the tools page at lauradadams.com. You can go to this episode at quickanddirtytips.com and get it there, or you can text me. Text the word RETIRE to the number 33444. Again, text RETIRE to the number 33444, and you can get the download right away. Getting back to Justin's question, the deductibility of contributions to a traditional IRA when you also have a workplace plan depend on your income. So they depend on the modified adjusted gross income, which we'll shorten to MAGI here. So here are the MAGI limits for 2017. If you're a single taxpayer, you get a partial deduction for those IRA contributions when your MAGI is between $62,000 and $72,000, but you get no deduction at or above $72,000. Now, if you're married and you file a joint tax return, you get a partial deduction when your MAGI is between $99,000 and $119,000, but no deduction at or above $119,000. And if you're married but file separate tax returns, you get a partial deduction when your MAGI is less than $10,000 and no deduction when you're at or above $10,000. Let's say Justin is single with an income less than about $62,000. He could get a full deduction for his traditional IRA contributions in addition to his full deduction for the 401k contributions at work. But if he earns more than $72,000, he's out of luck. And if Justin is a married guy who files taxes with a spouse, he's unable to claim a deduction if their household income tops $119,000. If your income is below these thresholds and you want an additional tax deduction for the year, then contributing to a traditional IRA, in addition to your workplace retirement plan, is the perfect option. I mentioned that there's yet another wrinkle in this situation that affects married people. Let's say Justin is married to Sarah, who works for a small company that doesn't offer a retirement plan. Because Justin is covered by a 401k at work, that limits how much Sarah can deduct for her IRA as well. Now, she can max out an IRA in any year, but the issue is that the amount she can deduct depends on their household income. For 2017, if you're not covered by a retirement plan at work, but your spouse is, the deductibility of your IRA contributions depends on the following income limits for 2017. So, married taxpayers who file a joint return will get a partial deduction when household MAGI is between $186,000 and $196,000, but no deduction at or above $196,000. And married taxpayers who file separate returns get a partial deduction when MAGI is less than $10,000 and no deduction at or above $10,000. Now, you might be thinking, what's the point of making contributions to a traditional IRA if they don't come with a full tax deduction? When you make non-deductible contributions to an IRA, the only benefit you get is deferring tax on growth in the account until you make withdrawals in the future, but that's still a really great benefit. The downside to having a traditional IRA that contains both deductible and non-deductible contributions is that the record keeping gets a little tricky. So if you're not extremely organized or you don't have a tax accountant, I recommend opening up a separate traditional IRA that's just for your non-deductible contributions. Just keep them separate every way you can. Keeping different types of contributions separate helps prevent any confusion about which funds have already been taxed and which haven't. If you or your custodian don't keep it straight, you could end up paying tax on the same funds for a second time in retirement, and that happens a lot, unfortunately. So to help with your record keeping, you're required to file IRS Form 8606 when you make non-deductible contributions to a traditional IRA. So let's say Justin's income is too high to qualify for a deductible traditional IRA, and he doesn't like the idea of making a non-deductible contribution. He should consider a Roth IRA instead. But as I previously mentioned, your income determines whether you qualify for a Roth IRA. So now let me cover with you the income limits that prevent you from contributing to a Roth IRA for 2017. If you're single, you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA when your MAGI is at or above $133,000. Married taxpayers who file a joint return cannot contribute when their household MAGI is $196,000 or higher. And married taxpayers who file separate returns can't contribute when their MAGI is $10,000 or higher. If Justin's income is above these limits, his only retirement account option would be to max out a traditional IRA with a non-deductible contribution. However, if he has business income, he may qualify for a retirement account for the self-employed, like a SEP IRA, that allows contributions up to $53,000 or 25% of earnings, whichever is less. Assuming Justin doesn't have any self-employment income, his best bet is to first go with the traditional IRA unless he earns too much for them to be deductible. So if that's the case, then it would be to go with a Roth IRA if he's eligible, and then if that doesn't work, go with a non-deductible IRA contribution. Here are some more podcasts that may help you with this topic. If you're self-employed, you may be interested in podcast number 422 called Five Retirement Account Options When You're Self-Employed. And if you're not yet enrolled in a workplace plan, you may be interested in podcast number 385 called Seven Pros and Cons of Investing in a Retirement Account at Work. And if you're still unsure what to do, check out podcast number 441 called 401k or IRA, which one should you invest in first? Justin, thanks again for sending in your question. This show is about you guys, the listeners. So let me know what questions and financial challenges you're facing. And I've also created a thriving community of thousands who are taking their financial game to the next level. It's my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. The group is a really great place to chat about simple questions or even a really big financial dilemma you may be facing. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS to the number 33444. I'll see you in the group. You can also reach me directly through my contact page at lauradadams.com. While you're there, check out the resources and tools that I recommend for just about every area of your financial life on my tools page. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.